Bless your name, Pastor.
Oh, my soul and all that's within your name. Bless his holy name.
Yeah.
Another day the Lord has made.
Yeah.
Lord.
Rejoice and be glad that we're a part of the
yes,
day.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because we could have been left there yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah. 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 I tell you, this is where you get off the train.
Amen.
I thank God. My ticket said, keep on riding.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You got my, took my stop yet.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad to be here experiencing all he is showing me.
Yeah.
This day and time. Hallelujah. Because this is all God's doing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He allowed it to happen.
Yeah.
You might be able to make it in. Oh, it's happening for our good.
Yeah.
Every mother out there, praise God.
Yeah.
We die for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because if it weren't for you, we wouldn't be here.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then if it weren't for the daddies, they would still wouldn't be here. Let us know we got to do this thing together.
Amen.
We got to worship and praise God together.
Amen.
Together we stand. And the Bible
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. 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 So we can stay fast in the word together and we can move mountains.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we give glory and honor and praise to God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
To all you that are out there in Zoom land.
Amen. Amen.
God, we praise God for all of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So let's get on into our subject and our word.
Hallelujah.
From the book of 2 Kings.
Hallelujah.
4th chapter.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Second chapter.
2 Kings. 4th chapter.
4th chapter.
4th.
Amen.
Pastor, I just want to let you know your sister Ida is on listening to you preach this morning.
Oh, thank God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
4th chapter and what?
4th chapter. It's a real good start at word, verse 1.
Amen.
Now there was a cry. Excuse me. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that my servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, thy handmaid had not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. And then he said, go borrow these vessels of oil of all your neighbors, and even the vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna stop there and all right. I want to talk a little bit about a concerned mother.
Mm-hmm.
Concerned mother.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, mothers are concerned about everything that yeah. affects their children.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That is mothers who are true mothers,
mm-hmm.
not just somebody who has a name. Okay, wearing the name don't really make you a mother.
That's a person.
Okay, you might have birthed a child in the world, but you're not a mother until you can take care of that child. Teach mm-hmm. the child, guide them, show them the way to Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
The mother is concerned
mm-hmm.
that her child get everything that's good in their life, and when they're through this world, she definitely wants them to end up on the other side in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The mother tend to worry more than the father.
Uh-huh.
Father may be worrying, but not, he doesn't do it too much on the outside.
That's right, my Lord.
The mother does it inside and outside.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
He's worrying about you when you're not even worrying about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to do what's best for us. And so we tend to look to her.
Amen.
For things that would make the home better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we tend to look to her for things that would do best for us in mm-hmm. the household.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And sometimes she's just over concerned
because
mm-hmm. she wants what's best. And she's concerned that I'm not yet doing my best. But we want you to know that to every mother out there, you all you need to do is to cast that over to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And he will take care of that need.
Amen.
Yeah. Because he promised to satisfy thy every need
uh-huh.
according to his riches and glory.
Uh-huh.
Jesus is one who knows what it takes.
Yes,
because
he
knows everything.
Yes, he does.
He is God, and he is the Word, and he is the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything comes by his name.
Amen.
Right. So we bless the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And we continue to thank God for mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And especially to those who are concerned.
Yes.
My Lord.
And those that are always praying.
Yes, sir.
For God the family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And praying while sometimes when we are sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Praying when we are out on the road.
Yes. Yes.
Praying when we're on the job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just praying and praying within ourselves sometimes 24 hours a day that you'll
Amen.
Find some mother praying.
Uh-huh.
And so somebody, because things are always happening.
Yes,
amen.
In this world.
Tell it, Pastor.
And we might need to be concerned Mm-hmm. About the things that's going on.
Yeah.
Like Job, mm-hmm. when his children was in danger and when they were taken away from him.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was constantly in prayer for them because he said they may be doing something that they're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so he was praying and said, that's the way that mother is. Mm-hmm. He's always praying because he's not thinking too much about doing the right things. He thinks worrying about them doing the wrong thing.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
And she glorifies and she glory God for them doing that when they do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that children are like anybody else. Don't mm-hmm. always do what's right.
Amen.
None of us
mm-hmm.
does not always do
uh-huh.
what is right.
Amen.
We really do is just do what we want to do sometimes.
Yes.
I guess we think we're taking a break.
Yeah.
But you don't have to take no break from this.
Amen.
But hold to yep. God's unchanging hand
amen.
All day, every day.
Amen.
And because the moment you turn him loose,
you're yes, lost sir.
Out in the wilderness.
Amen.
That's right.
Because there's only one way.
Tell it.
And Jesus is that way.
Uh-huh.
So if you turn him loose, you don't have no way.
Amen.
You have no guidance.
No way, my Lord.
And everything was going to be,
my Lord,
upon you
uh-huh.
to carry this out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's right.
So we continue to look to mother.
Uh huh.
Children go to mother when and bypass the daddy.
Uh
huh. Amen.
I don't know why we stick to that mother.
My Lord.
Okay. Because one thing, mama is the first one to feed them
uh-huh.
after them coming into the world. Mother is the one who teaches them the way to Christ.
My Lord.
Because she's there with them
uh-huh.
in those early years.
In the name
nurturing
of
them and to the fruits of the Lord.
Right.
A concerned mother needs to know that their child
yes, sir.
Is all right with the Lord.
Yes, sir. Right. My Lord.
So they continue to pray and continue to pray. And,
yes.
And sometimes it seems like that child not going to do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
But God got it in control.
Amen.
He's going to make it work out.
Yes, he will.
Somehow, some way.
Amen.
He's going to make it work out.
Telepath.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
He gives us great concern.
Mm-hmm.
In this scripture of 2 Kings, the word said that there cried a certain woman.
Amen.
Didn't give her no name.
That's right.
He just told you it was a certain woman so that certain woman could be you
uh-huh.
and any other mother in this world today.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
Okay. It was just a certain woman. That means that you don't have to be somebody that's rich.
Uh-uh.
You have to be somebody that's got high position in the world.
No way.
You don't have to worry about whether they be homeless or not. He just said it was a certain woman. And this woman was of the wives of the sons of the prophets.
Yes.
So here, these women was in homes that was and at that time, home of a spiritual home.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were sons, wives of the sons of prophets.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. And then said unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So that his son is dead. This woman is in this biblical example here today.
Mm-hmm.
And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. Mm-hmm. So he said, you know when they was alive.
Yes.
My husband.
Uh-huh.
He was telling Elisha, he did fear the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So he was one who followed the Lord.
Yeah.
Did what the Lord wanted us to do.
Uh-huh.
He was one of your favorite people in this world. And so he says he dead. Before he died, he had some credit.
Amen.
He had gone somewhere and maybe borrowed some money.
Yes.
Got some food on credit.
Uh-huh.
Or some clothes on credit. But he didn't have the money to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, but so he got it on credit, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we deal with credit with the Lord.
Tell it, Pastor.
We get things on credit.
Tell it. Amen.
Say, Lord, if you bring me out of this,
teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
I won't do it no more.
Amen. Preach it.
Okay, Lord, if you just give me one more time.
Preach it, Pastor.
I can do better the next time. We just get this stuff on credit.
Amen.
Uh-huh. We tell him, give now and we'll pay you later.
Amen.
We not only do the mothers do that, some men does too.
Yes.
Okay. Lord, I was wrong.
Yeah.
And now I realize how wrong I am.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we deal with credit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he got things on credit, and now the creditors has come to take it to my two sons.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
To be born.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take my children for the debt.
Uh-huh.
They're going to make them slaves.
Mm-hmm. My God.
To pay off the debt.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is talking to Elisha the prophet,
mm-hmm.
and letting her know that her husband is dead. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord wanted to know, what is it you want me to do?
Tell it, Pastor.
Oh, they said, you ain't asked?
Uh-huh.
Amen.
I tell you to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Ask, and it shall be. Seek, and ye shall find.
Yes.
Knock.
Amen.
And the doors will be opening to you. I told you to ask.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
You and ask John and Sue and Jane.
Amen.
But I tell you, ask me.
Amen.
Okay. And if you ask me, I'll answer.
Amen.
I'll be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
I will deliver.
That's right.
But you got to ask.
Amen.
Okay. And know that I'm going to give it to you.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Ask and hope.
Amen. Yeah.
Go, we'll go around saying, I hope the Lord do this, and I hope the Lord do that. They tell you to ask for it.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Ask and believe it, and it shall be given.
Yeah.
Okay. And be thankful that it is already done what you ask.
Amen.
Amen.
And when it comes to you, is depending on your faith.
Amen.
My Lord.
Your faith will determine whether you get it or not.
Amen.
Gift is there waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
But because you don't see it, you don't pick it up.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
You got to pick it up by faith.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
You don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But God said he gave it, so it must
Amen.
Be there.
Amen.
Cling to it by faith. Claim on it. Claim it by the word of God.
Amen.
And so it said, she said, now handmaid.
Mm-hmm.
And not anything in the house.
Mm-mm.
We done run out of food.
Oh, Jesus.
We done run out of anything that's of value.
Uh-huh.
That we can live from the house. We ain't got nothing but a pot of oil.
Amen.
Ask somebody, what you got in your cupboard?
What you got in your
cupboard? Okay. We got things in our cupboards, and we'll walk around and say, I ain't got nothing to cook. Please pack down food.
Amen.
Some of them got stuff in the freezer that's been in there a couple of years.
Yeah.
Because of the pack that they got so far down and they don't even know they got it.
Yeah.
That's true.
So true. I ain't in your house. I ain't got stuff in the house.
Yeah. Preach it, Pastor.
Yeah. We got to know what we got.
Amen.
I think we preached a couple of weeks ago so that know what's in your hand.
Amen.
Okay. Then he said to go and borrow a vessel abroad of all thy neighbors, even if they're done. And don't just borrow a few.
Amen.
God tell you, go out in the world and gather up some vessels.
Yes.
Go out there and gather up some faith.
Yes.
Go out there and gather up some knowledge of what God will do.
Amen.
And what he can do.
Tell it, Pastor.
And so know what he will do.
Amen.
All right. And know what he won't do.
Amen.
He's not going to give you anything that's going to hurt you.
Amen.
He's not going to give you anything that's going to harm you.
Amen.
All he gives you is going to be good.
Amen.
But you just got to know how to use what you got.
Yes.
Okay. Don't just gather that's to be gathering. Gathering to satisfy a need.
Amen.
Amen.
Gathering to satisfy a purpose that God got you in this world for.
Amen.
You got to know who it is.
Amen.
And what it is that you're dealing with.
Amen.
So it said, go borrow vessels.
Mm-hmm.
To everybody in your neighborhood. Okay. And don't just get a few vessels.
Amen.
Get as many as they got.
Yes.
Okay. And because you need that and more.
Amen.
So once God is blessing, he's going to say that I'm going to pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So you're not going to have enough vessels to hold what God got for you.
Amen.
Knowing that God will do things for you and he will do it for your family.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Because that person is concerned about the household. So it said, and when thou hast come in the house, thou shalt shut the door. upon them. Upon Jesus. Okay, close it when you come in. Don't leave your door open.
Amen.
Close the door.
Right.
Okay. When God is blessing you. All right. Close that door.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get what God has in store for you, close the door.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you use what God gave you to do.
Amen.
You've been waiting for a word from the Lord. Once you get that word, close it up.
Amen.
David said, thy word, Lord, have I hidden in my heart.
In my heart, my Lord.
He closed the word up.
Amen.
In his heart.
Amen.
Okay, because you leave open, it's going to roll back out.
Amen.
The word, we got the word from us and was given to us. We got it, but we didn't close the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the past.
And it gets flowing on out.
Yes, it will.
The word comes in, and the word flows back out because you don't use it.
Amen.
You got to use the word. Don't just talk about it.
Tell it, Pastor.
Use it. Live that word.
Amen.
We got to live the word.
Amen.
Just talking about it won't do.
Amen.
Okay. So you got you went to church today,
uh-huh.
And you got filled with the word.
Amen.
Left the church feeling good.
Yes, amen.
But when you got the word, all that God had in store for you, you mm-hmm. left the door open.
Amen.
And when you left the door open, the devil came.
Tell the pastor.
And start stealing. What God just gave you.
Amen.
Your joy that slipped on by.
Yes.
Little by little.
Amen.
Hope slipped out the door.
Yes.
Deliverance slipped out the door.
Amen.
Joy slipped out the door. Peace slipped out the door. Deliverance slipped out the door. Love slipped out of the door. Before you know it, you were back where you started.
Amen.
Well, it's so. Amen.
So close the door.
Amen.
What you got in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And thee on thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into mm-hmm. all those vessels. Okay. Make sure you put that bottle of all you got.
Mm-hmm.
That pot of oil.
Mm-hmm.
Pour it into the vessel you bought in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Make sure you fill them all up.
Amen.
My Lord.
And set them aside. Mm-hmm. That which is full.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So she went from him. And shut the door
mm-hmm.
upon her and upon her sons who bought these vessels to her.
Amen.
And she poured out.
Amen.
Now, from one pot of oil,
mm-hmm.
she's filling up many vessels.
Hell, it passing.
Okay. But one pot. One word from the Lord.
Amen.
One scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But you can fill up your vessel.
Amen.
And then overflow.
Yeah.
Into other vessels.
Well, mm-hmm.
point out what God has put in you.
Amen.
The more you pour out what God has put in you, the more vessels you fill up.
Amen.
See, God deposited all.
Mm-hmm.
And you that you had this pot of oil.
Amen.
You didn't think you had nothing.
Tell it, Pastor.
In the house, but a pot of oil. You got nothing in the house, God, but one word. Yeah, well, take that one word and pour it out.
Amen.
That one word is going to be Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Keep on pouring it out. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And if you keep on pouring it out, watch the vessels stop filling up that's around you.
Amen.
Jesus is flowing in the atmosphere.
My Lord.
Jesus is flowing in the heavenly vein.
Amen.
Jesus is flowing in you.
Amen.
And he will deliver you.
Uh-huh.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Keep on going that you don't have no vessel to fill.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
But see that belt, that pot that you had, you're born from, still in full.
Yeah, Pastor.
You're filling all your pots,
mm-hmm.
all your neighbor pots. You're going to fill them up,
mm-hmm.
and you start them up. Now go take that.
Uh-huh.
What you got and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Take what God has given to you.
Amen.
And put it to work.
Amen.
The word that work for you until you work the word.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
I need to say it again. The word does not that's work good. For you
until you work the word.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Tell it.
We stay there.
Amen.
We don't never obey it.
Amen. Uh-huh. Teach it, Pastor.
These little things, our hearts are troubled.
Amen.
Uh-huh. God said, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Don't worry about it. I got it.
Yeah,
amen.
Don't worry about it.
Yes,
I took it for you.
Amen.
I already paid for it.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
I bled and died on Calvary Cross.
Yes.
Just to fix it for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And thank to get everything going well.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So go take this now and sell the all and pay your debt.
Amen.
And then pay your debt.
Pay your debt.
Pay your debt.
Amen.
Pay you know you borrow it.
Mm-hmm.
Pay your debt.
Amen.
You've been borrowing from the Lord for I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
And your debt has got insurmountable.
Mm-hmm.
You owe the Lord, so pay your debt.
Amen.
Pay your name. I owe God some praises. Hallelujah.
I owe God some praises. Amen.
I owe God some praises. Praises. Hallelujah.
I ain't got,
amen.
I got what it takes.
Amen.
So he already filled my vessel.
Amen.
And it's just been sitting around the house.
Amen.
And I didn't think I had nothing.
Tell it, Pastor.
That part of all, but that's what God has filled up for you.
Uh-huh.
Pay your debt out of.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm letting my joy be my strength.
Yes.
Because I heard Nehemiah said, the
joy
of the Lord
yes.
is my strength.
Amen.
Joy in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Joy in the evening.
Amen.
Joy even at midnight time.
Wow.
Joy is still there.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm going through, joy is there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When I'm in trouble, joy is still there.
Amen.
Joy, the joy of the Lord is keep on flowing from me.
Yes.
I heard the song I said, I got joy like a river that keeps on flooding over me.
Yes.
Joy. We'll do it for you.
Amen.
What God has given to you.
Yeah.
And then fix it up so you can keep your children.
Uh-huh.
Pay your debt.
Amen.
And I don't mean that debt that you owe the man downtown.
Amen.
Pay your debt that you owe to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay. You're concerned about your children, pay your debt.
Amen.
And God will bless your children.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pay your debt.
Amen. Amen.
He will take care of your household.
Yes, amen.
If you pay your debt.
Yeah, the pastor.
David said, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yes.
His praises shall continue to be in my mouth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So we're going to stop trying to take the credit for ourselves.
Tell it. Amen.
And give it to God that we owe him the debt.
Amen.
But we don't want to pay the debt. We get it, I get the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to keep it for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
and I pay the debt next week. And before next week you come, something else come along and you spend the money.
Amen.
Now you ain't got no money to pay your water bill.
Mm-hmm.
They're turning off your water next week.
Mm-hmm.
Bless Lord.
Pay your debt.
Pay your debt.
That you owe to God.
Amen.
Be that concerned person. Thank you. Go ahead.
Jesus.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Pay your debt.
Good word.
For each other.
Live thou and thy children on the rest.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Joy of the Lord is our strength.
Thank you, Lord.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. It is our strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. It is your strength.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. That was a blessed and good word, Pastor.
Yes, it was.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
But I need it. But I need it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
My Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And may the grace of God, sweet communion with the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the church say, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.